Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. There are many free audio files there.
This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A
of the Sunday evening service of September the 2nd, 1990, at the Labor Day weekend teaching and deliverance camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Reverend Joe Popel is the speaker of the evening.
Moving from the Holiday Inn at Emeryville over to the convention center, but we prayed for this dear lady, and then they pushed her away, and there was no visible change that I could determine. And the editor of the Wars magazine expressed sometime after that my same thoughts about that woman. Dr. Melvin said it looked like that she was hopelessly and helplessly stuck in that wheelchair. And that's the way it looked. But in a little while after she was prayed for, there was a commotion. And I looked over in this particular area, and this dear lady was out of the wheelchair, walking unaided. Jesus had touched her. The faith of God had begun to work in that meeting, and she received a miracle from the hand of Jesus. The Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. The Word of God is capable of producing the supernatural and the miraculous. Now, I don't know what your need may be in particular tonight, but I know one thing, that it isn't too hard for God. Regardless of how many good doctors you may have been to, regardless of what medical science may have said, and praise God for medical science and what they have been able to do for the human family. God is the one who has given medical science and medical people the ability which they have. But God can do it for you. Just because it may have been pronounced to be incurable, that doesn't mean that you can't be healed. You can be healed tonight. There can be a tremendous change this very night. Many times we've had creative miracles medically verified where something did not exist in the individual's physical body, and afterwards it did exist and it was medically verified. I could tell you about some of those things. I don't want to drift off on that and take too much time, but I'll tell you about one thing that happened in Toronto, Ontario. We prayed for a dear lady who was totally deaf in one of her ears. She didn't have anything to hear with in that ear. She'd had the bones of the inner ear surgically removed, the hearing nerve condition surgically removed, the eardrum surgically removed, everything necessary to hearing surgically removed. She had nothing to hear with, and of course she was totally deaf in that ear, and she had lost her sense of equilibrium. We prayed and asked the Lord Jesus, by the authority and the power of the Word of God, through faith, to perform a creative miracle and to restore that which had been surgically removed and cause that dear lady to hear. Well, we couldn't look inside of that lady's ear, but afterwards she stopped up the other ear and determined she could even hear a low voice. And she discovered afterwards that her sense of equilibrium had been restored. And sometime later, we were up in Toronto and that lady was in the meeting. She lives in Oshawa, Ontario, Canada. And she gave a testimony, and she'd been back to the doctor, and three different medical doctors verified that everything that they had surgically removed from that dear lady's ear was back in the ear. The last time I saw that lady was in a meeting in Oshawa, and at that time she said she could hear better in that ear than she could the other ear. Well, the power of the Word of God is capable of producing the supernatural and the miraculous. I want to encourage you tonight. I don't know what your need in particular may be, as I've mentioned, but I know that dear people everywhere, and people that love God, people that are very sincere, loving people, have many, many different needs. And I, for one, just feel like too many people are being snatched out of this physical life before their allotted years are lived out. I believe that too many times sickness and disease snatches the individual out of this physical life, and they're never able to accomplish all that they could have accomplished had their life not been snatched out when it was. But God loves you very much. He's the miracle worker. God forbid that I should ever stand before anyone and suggest in any way or have any inner thought that I am the one who is producing divine healing or the miraculous in the person, in the behalf of any person. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God's only Son, is the divine healer. And He can touch you where you are tonight. You can discover a miraculous change just sitting there where you are. You can discover an increased vision, as the lady did here last night, or increased hearing. One gentleman told me today that he wasn't prayed for last night, but he said that, and he had a problem hearing sometimes, but he said, I heard about everything you said. So I think that God might have already been working. Even though we didn't pray for him, I feel that God must have been doing something because he said that he could hear everything that was said. Well, through the power of faith, God's faith, the God kind of faith being produced in your heart by the Word of God can enable you to be elevated from a state whereby you may not have been able to believe God into a place where you shall be able to believe God and wonderful things shall begin to happen in your behalf. I want to encourage you tonight. If there's something that does not exist in your physical body, if you need a creative miracle, I want to encourage you to believe God for that creative miracle or whatever it may be in particular that you need from the hand of God. In the book of Hebrews 11:3, the scripture saith, through faith we understand the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Now, when God created the worlds, He didn't create the worlds out of something which already existed. He created the worlds out of nothing. He took nothing and made something out of it. He created this vast universe by the power of the Word of God. He spoke the Word, and this vast universe came into existence. Now, God specializes in making something out of nothing. God can take your nothingness and make something out of it in order that your need in particular shall be met. In the book of John, section 63, the scripture saith, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Now the Word of God embodies God's spirit and it embodies God's life. The Word of God embodies God's omnipotence. All of God's power is embodied in the Word of God. In the Word of God. The words which are recorded within the pages of the Holy Bible which you have. But there's only one way that we can release this omnipotence, and that is by faith. This omnipotence remains in the Word of God, so to speak, as a general thing, unless the individual begins to release this omnipotence through faith. What I'm saying is that people don't just usually get healed automatically without hearing the Word of God, or studying the Word of God, or praying and acting their faith upon the Word of God. As far as the individual is concerned, if they do not begin to reach out to God, they may not receive any divine healing or any creative miracle from the power of God, from the Word of God. But when we begin to act our faith upon the Word of God, sometimes the individual might be able to determine something immediately, or on the other hand, they may not be able to determine it immediately. It may be a gradual thing, but as the individual acts his or her faith
upon the Word of God and continues to act faith upon the Word of God, something begins to happen, and after a while, the individual will begin to realize that there's a physical change and that they are being healed by the supernatural power of God, that something is beginning to happen. And as the individual continues to praise God and worship God and have their faith activated and stimulated and set in motion, then finally they will be able to realize the ultimate goal which they have been reaching out for and have been desirous that the Lord should do in that person's behalf. Now, you know, a lot of people, as I mentioned before, want to see something. They want to feel something. They want to determine something with their physical senses. But you know what God wants us to do, you to do and me to do? He wants us to take His Word at its face value. At its face value. Just simply believe it because God said it. It may be foreign to your little finite mind. You may not be able to grasp how that thing could come about in your behalf. And I think sometimes that people get all bogged down and tied up when they try to figure out how God's going to do it. They can't figure it out. And therefore, many times they just give up. I might mention another creative miracle, which took place with a Baptist lady, Mrs. Myrtle Ryberg, who has a son that graduated from the Baptist Theological Seminary in Louisville, Kentucky. She was given a 20% chance to live by the doctors at the Mayo Clinic. Either a part or all of 5 different organs had been surgically removed from Mrs. Ryberg's body. Much of her stomach had been removed, and she was living on baby food and soft food. Half of her pancreas had been surgically removed, and she was told that she would have to take medicine every single day of her life to keep the other half functioning. We prayed for her in St. Louis, and immediately after prayer, she said that all of the pain was gone. She went home, and later she wrote to us and told us that she could even get down on her knees and scrub the floor. She went back to the doctor. She went to the Canfield Clinic in Rockford, Illinois, and had a complete medical examination, and not only could they not find any cancer, but they determined a creative miracle in her organs. She had had a Whipple operation. That type of operation has since been discontinued. At that time, there had been only a limited number of this particular type of surgical operation done for cancer. And it's been discontinued since that time. And she told us since then that the doctor told her that most of the people who had had that had already died. But she's still living. Well, she went back to the doctor. And the doctor told her that he couldn't find any cancer. And the doctor verified the creative miracle in her organs and told her that she didn't have to take the medicine anymore for her pancreas, which she'd been told that she'd have to take every day of her life to continue to live. It was at that point that Mrs. Ryberg spoke to the doctor and said, "Doctor, I haven't been taking it since Jesus healed me." She's still healed. She's still well. She still goes to the doctor from time to time for a checkup. No cancer whatsoever. The creative power of the Word of God worked in Mrs. Ryberg's physical body. The God kind of faith was produced in her life by the Word of God, and she took hold of this wonderful miracle, and she's still living and doing fine today. So we need to take God's Word at its face value, simply believe it because God said it, not because man said it, not because I said it, not because any other man or any other woman said it, but because God said it, and stand upon it and look away from the symptoms, look away from the situation, look away from the storm, look unto Jesus, meditate constantly upon the Word of God, stay in the Word of God until God, in His faithfulness, does that which you need or desire that the Lord should do in your behalf. In the book of Numbers 23 and 19, the Scripture saith, "God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good?" God is not as a man that he should lie. God cannot lie. His Word is eternal truth, infallible truth, unchangeable truth. irrefutable truth, omnipotent truth, irresistible truth. Can you say amen? And God cannot speak in untruth. And that which God has spoken, God will do. And that which God has said, God in His faithfulness will bring about. And in the book of 1 Kings 8 and 56, the Scripture saith, there hath not failed one word of all His good promise which He promised. The promises of God have never failed. And dear friends, they're not going to fail today. One time God spoke to Abraham in his old age. Told Abraham that He was going to give him a son. Now that seemed to be a very unlikely thing to happen at Abraham's age, the age of his wife. It seemed to be a human improbability, if not an impossibility. But Abraham believed it because God said it. And in the book of Romans 4, 18 through 22, the Scripture speaking of Abraham saith, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead. Considered not his own body now dead, being 100 years old, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. Abraham believed it simply because God said it. Who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken. Being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform, and therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. Abraham did not consider the fact of his old age. Abraham did not consider the fact of the deadness of Sarah's womb. He did not consider that which the devil may have spoken into his ears. And you can believe me, the devil's going to speak into your ears. He didn't consider that which well-meaning but unbelieving friends may have said. He didn't consider that which his physical senses may have dictated unto him. He didn't consider the circumstance of his physical life. He considered only one thing, and that was God's Word. He kept his eyes upon the Lord. He kept his mind upon the Word of God. And God, in His faithfulness, performed His Word and gave Abraham a son when he was 100 years old. And his dear wife, Miss Sarah, beautiful woman, about 90 years old, brought forth this son according to the Word of God. Thank God. Do you want a baby? Do you think you're too old to have a baby? Well, Abraham was 100. His wife was 90. They weren't too old. Well, you know, God doesn't want you to consider that which the devil may speak into your ears. He doesn't want you to consider that which well-meaning but unbelieving people may say, even church people, even Christian people. He doesn't want you to consider that which is negative, that which is contrary to the Word of God. But He wants you to keep your eyes upon Him and your mind upon the Word of God and simply believe it because God said it and God in God's faithfulness will bring it to pass. Amen? Let's worship the Lord. Tell the Lord that you love Him. Father, we praise You. We thank You for Your greatness. We thank You for Your love. We thank You for Your mercy. We thank You for this conference, these special meetings. We love You, Lord Jesus. We praise You for the gift of life. Praise You for the gift of eternal life. Praise You for the hope of heaven. Praise You, Lord, for that eternal world that You have prepared for them that love You and serve You and give themselves wholly and unreservedly unto You, Lord. We thank You, Lord Jesus. We praise You, Lord. We thank You for the sufferings that You suffered on Calvary. Thank You, Lord, that You loved us so very much that You gave Yourself unreservedly in order that we might be saved and healed and delivered and have the hope of eternal life and have all of the many wonderful blessings which You wanted to bestow upon us. We thank You for it. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Would you please just bow your head at this time and close your eyes all over the audience. Let your mind be upon the Lord Jesus. No one looking around. Just let your mind be upon the Lord. God loves you very much. He's very concerned about you. He's concerned about your spiritual need, your physical need, your material need, your personal problems, your personal happiness, everything that has to do with you in any way whatsoever. God is concerned about it. Now we know that the greatest healing of all is a spiritual healing. That's the most important thing of all. The spiritual healing, when a person has received the full assurance that he or she is born of the Spirit of God, their name is written down in heaven, and that when they depart from this physical walk of life, that their spirit man is going to go immediately into that heavenly world to be in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ and the Heavenly Father. Now, if you should happen to be here tonight and you're not sure, you may be a church member, you may have known the Lord, you may have accepted the Lord in times past, but somehow you're just not really sure. You don't have the assurance that you'd like to have concerning your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ and the Heavenly Father. You'd like to get rid of all of the doubts. You'd like to know that you're saved by the grace of God and born of the Spirit of God and washed in the life's shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and your name is written down in heaven. You're on your way to heaven. If that is your case tonight, you just want to get rid of the doubts, you want further assurance, God wants to give you that assurance. And right at this time, if that should be your case, would you please raise your hand and let me know by your uplifted hand that you're not sure, but you want to be sure. You want to receive more assurance. Maybe something has deterred you, something has caused you to turn aside somehow, or maybe there's just something. Maybe there's something and that has just affected your spiritual relationship with the Lord, and it's just not like you know that it should be, and you want to have it corrected. Is there anyone like that here tonight? If there is, would you please just raise your hand and let me see your hand, and then you may put it down. God bless you. Anyone else? You're not sure, and you want to be sure. Not sure, and you want to be sure. All right, I'm going to ask everyone to repeat a prayer after me, if you will, please. You may not have raised your hand. Someone may have been reluctant to raise your hand. And if you did raise your hand, whether you did or whether you did not, the Lord doesn't want you to doubt. He wants to take away every single doubt from your heart. And the Bible says that if we confess our sin to the Lord Jesus, He's faithful to forgive us for our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We're saved by grace through faith. If we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God has raised Him from the dead, we shall be saved. So please just repeat this prayer after me, if you will. Dear Lord Jesus, I do believe that You're God's only begotten Son, and that You suffered and bled and died on Calvary's cross, that my sins might be forgiven and that I might have eternal life. And Lord Jesus, I believe that You were raised up from the dead on the third day, that I might have the hope of being resurrected from the dead. And I confess my sins to Thee, known sins or unknown sins. And I ask You to forgive me for my sins and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and become my very own personal Savior. Take away every doubt from my heart and cause me to know that I'm a child of God. And by Your help and grace, I will pray and I will read the Word of God and I will attend the house of God and I will confess the Lord Jesus Christ to others as my personal Savior. Now, Lord Jesus, I have done that which Your Word has instructed me to do. And I believe that You're faithful to do that which You promised that You would do. I believe that You have heard my prayer. I believe that You have forgiven my sins. I believe that You have come into my heart and life. Because I accept You into my heart and life by faith. And I purpose to serve You every day of my life. by the help and grace of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank God. Father, we thank you for this wonderful promise and this wonderful hope that you've given us, the hope of eternal life. And Lord, just don't let a single person go out of this meeting tonight without having the full assurance that his or her name is written down in the book of life and that they're born of your Spirit and saved by the grace of God, and make yourself more real to them, dear Lord Jesus, than you've ever been before. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Well, don't you love him? And aren't you glad that you are one of them who know him in a personal way? You know, when you just look out over the face of the earth and look out over the multitudes, there's so many people that don't have any knowledge of the Lord like we do here tonight. And it's so pathetic. So that causes us to know that the church has a big job to do, doesn't it? All right, we're going to begin praying for physical conditions. We're going to pray for a number of people who may desire to be prayed for personally and individually. And then toward the conclusion of the meeting, we're going to have a general prayer, as we did last night, and believe the Lord to heal people in the general prayer. And when I have a general prayer, it's not just a way of closing the meeting. Some of the greatest miracles that I personally have seen have been during the general prayer. We've had people to have teeth filled in the general prayer. We've had people to have new teeth grown in the general prayer. 1976, we were with Henry Carlson in Chicago. Brother Miller knows Henry Carlson. And one night after the general prayer, there was a lady way back in the back who started to rejoice and praise God. And I knew something very wonderful must have happened. And I spoke to her and invited her to come to the front and asked her to tell us what happened. She told us that she didn't have a tooth, the front part of her mouth. And she said, "My dentist can tell you that I don't have a tooth there." And the Lord drew a tooth out all the way. Her name is Janine M. Sturmick. Happened in 1976. And was there, and they were having a banquet meeting, and Brother Demas had asked me to pray for people to be healed, to minister to people. He said, "I'm going to make my part brief tonight," but he asked me to pray for people. And I was telling people about this lady, Miss Sturmick, who had received this tooth, and I didn't know that she was there. And she was sitting at a table way over to my left, and she raised her hand and said, "I'm here, I'm here." Sometime after that, we were back up in Chicago, and I was asking people to raise their hands who had been in that particular meeting, and one lady raised her hand, and she said that she was a dental technician, and she must have been a prosthetic technician, because she said that she saw that tooth, and of course, it had been out, the tooth which had been extracted, it had been out for a long time, and this lady's teeth had begun to come together, and she said, "If I had been going to make a tooth for that lady," she said, "I would have made one just like the one that was in there." Well, God knows how to do it just right, doesn't he? God knows. And you say, "Well, tell me. I can't figure that out. Tell me about it." I can't figure it out either. God is just God, and he's greater than my little finite mind, and I don't try to figure God out. I just know that God is God, and God is great, and God is faithful, and God will do what he said that he would do. Amen? Praise God. Well, how many people are suffering with pain in your body here tonight? What are you suffering with? Pain in the right hip and right knee. All right, a lady here. Arm and shoulder, the lady here. Whole spine, the gentleman here. Back and legs, the gentleman here. Back and legs. What is your condition, sir? What causes that, do you know? Bone deterioration. Wouldn't it be wonderful if the Lord Jesus created bone and replaced the bone in this gentleman's spine tonight, which is deteriorated, and made his spine perfectly whole so that he would be able to walk normally and would not have to depend on a cane or help in any way? Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Well, it's possible, isn't it? Because the Lord said that if we could believe, that all things should be possible to him that believeth. I'm going to invite the lady right here to come forward this time, if you will, please. And let's see, may we have a... All right, would you please have a seat in the chair? And if we may, let's just check and see if your legs are even. Now, which hip is it? The right hip. And you have pain in the hip and also in the right knee. Do you know what is wrong with the knee, or do you know what the cause of this condition is? All right. Well, with your permission, let's just check. Is that all right? See if your legs are even. Well, it looks like your right leg is just slightly shorter than the other. See that?
Yes, sir.
Just slightly. And let's believe the Lord. You know, the big thing, and we're not just focusing on the fact that the right leg is short, but the big thing is the right hip and the right knee and the fact that this dear lady is suffering this area of our body. And let's everyone believe the Lord Jesus together. Dear Heavenly Father, we praise your precious name. We thank you, Lord, for your greatness, your love, for your people. We thank you, Lord, because you've made provision for us to be healed. You said, I am the Lord that healeth thee. And Lord, we praise you for that. We give glory to God, and we thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you've already done. Thank you, Lord, because you're truly eternally the same. And Lord, I just ask you to touch this lady's right hip tonight and heal this right hip and this right knee and dispel every trace of the arthritic condition or whatever this condition may be and make her whole. And by the authority and by the power of the living Word of God, I rebuke the infirm spirit and condition and command it to come out of this right hip and this right knee and the pain to leave completely in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. The power of the Word of God, I command it to go. I rebuke it in Jesus' name. Command it to go. Amen. And the legs appear to be even now. Did you feel something happen? Would you please stand up and check yourself? Can you tell any change in your hip yet? All right, well, just put your hand on it. Let me put my hand on yours. Dear Heavenly Father, in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, just take away every trace of pain from this hip. And I rebuke this infirm condition. In the omnipotent name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I speak to it by the authority of the Word of God. I command it to go completely out of this right hip. In Jesus' name, I command it to go. Amen. All right, we'll just go and praise the Lord. Gentlemen here, would you like to come forward? And did you say your back?
Yeah, lower back and across your shoulders.
Lower back and across the shoulders.
The legs all the way to the feet.
All right, just have a seat if you will, please. Let's just check your arms if we may. All right. All right, just relax your legs. Let's just check your legs. It appears that your right leg is that much short. You see that? See my thumb? Mm-hmm. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord. Thank you for healing this gentleman's lower spine and lengthening this right leg and healing his shoulders. In Jesus' name, by the power of the Word of God, I command every trace of this infirm condition to come out of the spine and come out of the shoulders in Jesus' name. Would you like to stand up? How does your back feel?
Pretty good. I feel weak.
Is the pain gone?
Yeah. My legs feel weak.
Do you want us to pray for your hearing?
Yeah.
You believe the Lord's already begun something there?
Yes. Yes, he started this afternoon.
Yes. Well, praise God.
The last night either.
Dear Heavenly Father, In the omnipotent name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we come into your wonderful presence. Lord, you know what he was told about hearing aids. He doesn't want to go that route. And I just ask you to touch his ears and heal whatever may be affected and cause his hearing to become perfectly normal in the name of the Lord Jesus. And I command these ears to be unstopped in Jesus' name. Did you feel them open up?
Yeah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Well, that's pretty good, isn't it?
Yes.
All right, Lord. Praise the Lord. And the lady here, what was your condition?
Last of June.
Limited movement for 4 months.
And I can't.
The last of June.
I can't move it, but just so far up and.
This one here.
Yes.
Which one?
Yes. The right.
All right. Let's believe the Lord Jesus together. Limited movement. Cannot raise the arm all of the way. If we could see, if our spiritual eyes could be open tonight, we would see the wonderful presence of our dear and precious Lord Jesus, the one who gave himself wholly and unreservedly for us, the one who suffered those stripes upon his precious back on Calvary in order that we might be healed. Lord Jesus, I thank you for touching this lady's right shoulder and this right arm, healing this condition, whatever may have affected this condition. I thank you for healing her completely by the power of the Word of God. Thank you for causing your virtue to flow into this shoulder, dear Lord Jesus. By the power of God, you said when you pray, believe. Believe that you receive them and you shall have them. You said the prayer of faith shall save the sick and the Lord shall raise that person up. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for touching this lady. I command this abnormal condition to leave this shoulder. I command it to leave this arm. I command this shoulder and arm to be released so that she should be able to raise her arm in a normal manner without any pain whatsoever. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, thank you, Lord. Thank you for your faithfulness, Lord Jesus, to perform your word and to do that which you said that you would do. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, dear Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Just move it around. Raise your arm and move it around. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise God. Whatever needs to be corrected. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father.
Thank you.
Praise you, Lord Jesus. We love you, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Now let's see. There was someone else raised your yes, a gentleman here. And who else raised your hand a while ago? Someone right. Yes, a lady here. Now, what was your condition? Now, where were you hurting? Your back? Do you know what the cause of it is?
Deterioration.
All right, why don't you... I beg your pardon? Pinches the nerves. Deterioration of the spine. All right. What about in a wreck? All right, why don't you come down to the front? It's in a wreck and hurt her neck. She has deterioration of the spine and pinched nerve condition. Have a seat, if you will, please. And where are you hurting right now? And where else?
up there.
All right. Well, let's just check your arms, if we may, please, first, to see. All right. All right, just sit all the way back and extend your legs, if you will, please. Just relax. Just extend your legs. It appears that your right leg is about an inch short. Let's believe God to heal this lady tonight and perform a creative miracle in the precious, wonderful, wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, touch this lady. Heal her, Lord, of this deterioration of the spine. Create and replace that which is deteriorated in this lady's spine, dear Lord Jesus. And Lord, loose the nerves which have been pinched, and lengthen her right leg and take away the pain from her lower back and from her upper spine. In Jesus' name, take away all of the pain and perform a creative miracle, dear Lord. A creative miracle in this lower body in Jesus Christ's omnipotent name by the power and by the authority of the Word of God. You said that your Word should not return unto you void. Lord, you took the Word of God, you sent the Word of God, and created the worlds, and I ask you to perform a creative miracle in this dear lady's body. Let it be so in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, take away every trace of pain from her body and just make her whole right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Did you feel something happen to you? Stand up, if you will, please. Has the pain gone?
Almost.
Where do you have any pain whatsoever? All right. Dear Heavenly Father, take away every trace of that pain. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I thank you, Lord, for restoring that which is deteriorated in this lady's spine. Thank you for restoring that which is deteriorated and loosening the nerves, performing a creative miracle in this spine and throughout her lower body. In Jesus Christ's omnipotent name. Amen. Amen. Well, something else happened then, didn't it? Yes. All right. Well, just praise the Lord as you go and sit down. I believe something's happened to you. And the gentleman over here, would you like to come down to the front? And his deterioration of the spine and what else did...
Oh, do anything at all for the back. So there's no use putting those in if I'm still going to have to hold my back.
Has not been free from pain since 1960. As you heard him say, they want to replace the hips, replace the knees. Let's believe the Lord Jesus to give him a creative miracle tonight. To create a normal cartilage condition in the knees. To heal the hips, to heal the back. To restore that which is deteriorated in his spine. Take away the pain. Let's believe God to cause him to be completely free from pain tonight. Let's believe God together. Let's just reach out together. The Lord is the only one that could do it. The medical doctors have expended their efforts and done what they could, but they just couldn't do it all, but we know the great physician can. All right, sir, just relax your legs, if you will, please. And it appears that your left leg is about a heel short. Dear Lord Jesus, we believe that your presence is here because you said that where as few as two or three people should be gathered together in your name, that there would you be in the midst of them. We don't question your presence tonight. We believe your presence. And Lord, we thank you for your wonderful presence. Thank you for what you have already done. Thank you for what you did for Brother Davis. And also for others. And I thank you, Lord, for a miracle of God in this gentleman's body tonight. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to heal his spine completely. I ask you, Lord, to perform a creative miracle in his spine, replace that which is deteriorated. I ask you, Lord, to perform a creative miracle in his hips. And I ask you to perform a creative miracle in his knees. I ask you, Lord, to Give him a normal cartilage condition in his knees, in Jesus' name. And Lord Jesus, you know this constant pain which has been with him since 1960. And I ask you, dear Lord, to take away every trace of that pain. Lord, you're truly the God of the Holy Bible. I ask you to heal him with a miracle of God tonight. Let a miracle transpire, dear Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name. By the power of the Word of God. By the power of the Word of God, and I rebuke the invisible spiritual forces that would hinder in any way whatsoever. I command the infirm condition to come out of his back and come out of his hips and come out of his knees and come out of his legs in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, for lengthening his left leg. I thank you, Lord, for lengthening his left leg and healing his knees and healing his hip and healing his lower spine in the omnipotent name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You're truly the same as you were 2,000 years ago when you walked upon the face of this earth in a visible physical form. Thank you, dear Lord Jesus, because your hand is stretched forth. Thank you for touching this gentleman. You said when you pray, believe that you receive them and ye shall have them. That is what you said, Lord, and I thank you for a miracle of God throughout this gentleman's body. I thank you for a creative miracle to restore that which is deteriorated and make him whole in Jesus' name and completely pain-free. Amen. Power of the Word of God. Power of the Word of God. Jesus Christ, omnipotent name, I thank you, Lord, for a creative miracle in these knees. Creative miracle in Jesus' name. The power of the Word of God. The creative miracle in his hips and in his spine. In the name of the Lord Jesus, and just strengthen him, Lord, throughout his being this very night, I pray and ask it in your precious, wonderful name. Amen. How can you tell us better?
Well, the knees don't hurt.
Where is the only place? Right here. Dear Heavenly Father, take away all of this hurting, this left hip. Create normality. Create whatever may need to be created. Replace whatever may need to be replaced in Jesus' name. Take away every trace of the pain, dear Lord Jesus Christ, and make him whole. Make him whole and cause him to be able to walk normally. Function in a perfectly normal manner. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. I want you to keep your eyes right on the Lord. Keep your mind right on the Word of God. And walk right over here. And let every step be a step of faith and see how good you can walk. Is that better?
It's better than it was when I came up here.
Praise God. Can you do it without the cane? Can you do it without the cane? Your Heavenly Father, bring about normality, take away the limp, cause him to walk in a perfectly normal manner, in Jesus' name, by the power of the Word of God. Thank you, Lord, for a creative miracle in his hips, in his back, in his knees, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, for touching him tonight and bringing about a miraculous change in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, let's just believe that it's going to continue. Change is going to continue.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com or LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.